Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead, Peter with 3 points. Paula Poundstone has 2. Roy Blunt Jr. has 1.
All right, then. Roy, you go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Because his life sentence convinced him he could get a fair trial after all, blank tried to withdraw his guilty plea.
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Right. During a trip to Florida, President Bush said he hopes blank runs for president someday.
His little brother, Jeb.
Right. An Arizona sheriff's 250-person posse found and arrested exactly one blank on its first night searching in the desert.
One person illegally... crossing the border.
Illegal immigrant, yes.
Immigrant.
The newly appointed president of Gallaudet University drew complaints from protesters who said she is not blank enough.
Deaf enough.
Right. A Connecticut mayor took down his MySpace profile after someone changed his occupation to blank.
Mattress salesman.
To Deuce Bigelow male gigolo. Despite stumbling at the start, Barbara won last weekend's blank by almost 7 lengths.
Kentucky Derby.
Right. A Yale historian found a letter that seems to confirm that school's Skull and Bones Society stole blank's skull and used it in rituals.
Geronimo.
Exactly right. Police were able to track down a thief in Florida because his eBay photos of stolen merchandise included shots of blank.
His eBay of himself holding them up?
No, not quite. Of his toes, which were tattooed with the words white trash. So Richard Costello was selling stolen motorcycle parts on eBay.
It was Richard Costello?
That's his name.
Boy, he didn't have that tattooed on him when I knew him.
And what he would do is he would put the parts on the floor and he'd take pictures of them, you know, pointing downwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And so his toes showed up, and with the tattoo, he became recognizable. Somebody who had a motorcycle stolen saw the pictures, recognized and reported them to the police. Yeah. The police said, quote, "This one goes in the not the brightest star in the sky file." Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 13 points, and Roy has the lead.
All right. Okay, Paula, you're up next. Fill in the blank. FEMA announced Thursday that it has made key changes and is ready for this year's blank season.
Hurricane season.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
A.M. Rosenthal, who led the blank for 17 years, died at age 84.
The New York Times?
Right. Now that its court fight with them is over, Apple says it will do everything it can to get the blank's songs on iTunes.
The Beatles.
Right. At his confirmation hearing, a Bush appeals court nominee said, "I'm grateful to the president for nominating me," when Senator Arlen Specter asked him blank.
What are you grateful for?
No. Senator Arlen Specter asked him, "Would you introduce your family?" And he said, "I'm grateful to the president for nominating me." Internet regulators have rejected plans to create a .blank-blank-blank domain extension for adult websites. Right. Divers had to rescue stunt performer David Blaine 2 minutes short of his goal for setting a world record for blanking.
Holding his breath.
Right, underwater. An Indiana prisoner tried to break out of jail by crawling through a hatch in his holding cell, but was caught when he blanked.
Fell through the ceiling.
Exactly right. Right into the jail lobby. Paul Stein of Kokomo was in jail on, wait for it, yes, public intoxication charges. And in his inebriated state, it seemed like a pretty good idea to escape through a hatch in the ceiling. But the ceiling wasn't meant to support him, and Stein ended up falling feet first through a panel into the lobby. Carl, how did Paula do?
Paula had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Paula has the lead.
So how many does Adam need to win?
Adam needs 6 correct answers to win.
All right,
Adam,
ready?
That's not going to happen.
Here we go. Okay, Adam, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. This week, Congress passed a bill to extend $70 billion worth of President Bush's blanks.
Tax cuts.
Right. After being trapped for 14 days, 2 blanks in Australia were rescued.
Miners.
Right. This week at the United Nations, China, Cuba, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan were among the nations that won a spot on the UN's newly reformed Blank Council.
Human rights.
Right. Lillian Gertrude Asplund, who was the last American survivor of the blank, died at age 99.
Titanic.
Right. Peter Marks of the Washington Post began his review of the new musical Tarzan this way. "You, Tarzan, me, blank."
Sleeping.
Close. We'll give it to you. He said, "Me looking at watch." Paramount Pictures was reportedly in a panic over the poor opening weekend for Tom Cruise's movie blank.
MI3.
Right, Mission Impossible 3. After undergoing surgery for injuries he suffered from falling out of a palm tree, blank was released from the hospital.
Keith Richards.
Right. A Florida woman was arrested after she blanked during an argument over a parking space at Walmart.
Exploded.
No. Drew and brandished a sword.
Wow.
Charlotte Till was not about to let anyone steal the parking space she'd been waiting for, so when another car took the space, she whipped out her handy 27-inch long cane sword.
Oh, right, the cane sword woman. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, put on a frightening display of fencing skill. Police were not convinced by her claims that as a trained swordswoman, she was not a threat, and they charged her with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Mm. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed 6 correct answers. He had 7 correct answers. So with 17 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.
Congratulations, Adam. Well done.
Oh, thank you.